Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Put some sunshine on a rainy Saturday. Here we go. Thresholds of healing. How to stay focused even when you're in pain. Had to do this show. Last 2 weeks, too many people are focused on their pain. That's all they can remember while they're healing. While their body is yelling at them, screaming at them, giving all these signs. They have their self-imposed version of how they're supposed to heal, and so they're not listening to their body, and they're focused on the healing. And, of course, those are the people who, when you ask them how they're doing, the only thing they want to talk about is their pain. If you're focused on your pain, you probably don't even know it. But here's a hint. If you've gone to all the MDs, if you've tried everyone holistic, if you've read everything, and it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and you're spinning in circles, yes, you're supposed to find someone that knows what they're doing, but you really got to check yourself. And that's what the next 30 minutes are about. You've got to check yourself. Now, you don't have to blame yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up. But what you have to do is adjust your own attitude. Your attitude stinks. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to about half my patients. Your attitude stinks. But I'm not yelling at you. And I'm not disappointed. And I'm not pointing the finger. What I'm saying is you come here, you come to a healing convinced about how it's supposed to work, and you're delusional. Now, part of the blame is human nature. Part of the blame is, unfortunately, holistic medicine. They give you a slanted version of how things really go. And you know that. My audience, you know that. Because you have your perspectives. You have your professions, I should say. Everyone listening today has some area of expertise. You have a profession. You have something you've gone to school for, something you've learned by trade, something you've studied, something you've done for years. And think of the difference between what you were told and its reality. I want you to consider that. I want you to consider you're a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-year veteran of something you do. You're a police officer. You're a fireman. You're a lawyer. You're a doctor. You're an accountant. You're a construction guy. And think of what they told you it was all about, and think of 20 years later what you really understood reality as. Think of your relationships. Think of falling in love and getting married and what you thought that was about and what you understand it to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years later. A world of difference. You're doing this in a healing. You're coming in with your delusional view of it, based on what you've been told, when the reality is so different. That is why you fail. Not your fault, unless you're a Pharisee, meaning you're going to stick to your blunted and stunted and dunted version of reality. Other than that, not your fault. You come in with what you're supposed to get out of the healing. So you get on the radio, you listen to a show, you buy a supplement, you take the supplement works or it doesn't work. And on that basis, you decide to move on to something else and then to something else. And after a while, you simply conclude that those herbs don't work for you. Well, that's a delusional view. Because the reality is that's not how a healing occurs. The herbs are part of a pharmacopoeia of what we call cleanses, which is supposed to take the layers of gook out of your body. Muck. I don't need to get more scientific than muck and gook and gunk. Remember that thing they used to sell at Pep Boys, that spray, engine gunk spray? You spray it all over the engine and all the grease gunk just drips off. That's what herbs do. They degrease you. But the other piece of it is you have to develop a relationship where you can listen to your body, where you can hear the body saying, thank you for degunking me. But no, you see, that doesn't happen because you're still focused on your pain. You're focused on your lab result. If your thyroid is off and you decide to go holistic, you're always focused on the lab result. If you have a tumor in your brain or your liver, if you're facing a terminal disease with cancer, you're always focused on the cancer markers, the size of the tumor. Not that the body's saying, thank you for taking this gunk out of me. I want you to slow it up, and I want you to hear what I'm saying today. Because that's really the difference between people that heal and people that don't heal. People that heal listen. If you can listen, if you know how to listen, you heal. And if you can't listen, if your imprint, if the post-traumatic stress syndrome set in when the sperm met the egg and your mother had anxiety about your birth, if you've been traumatized at the age of one or two because you were watching and understanding your parents falling out of love and starting to hate each other, and either mommy or daddy split. If at the age of four or five or six, if in your early childhood from gestation on, you got pulverized too many times with trauma, you're going to have a hard time listening to your body. You're not even going to know what that means. And who's going to spend the time and the energy to get you hooked in? Well, that's my mission. I'm not interested in all this nutrition garbage unless you can listen to your body. I'm a lot more interested in teaching you to listen to your body than I am in giving you your next week's cleanse. You know why? Because I have done it all. I say this with minor reservation. You can never do it all. I've been sentenced to the academic world till I die, probably. I'll probably have more schooling than most scholars. I'll be in school well into my 60s, no doubt. So I've been sentenced to the academic world, which is a good thing. I choose to do that. But honestly, where the rubber meets the road is when I have a patient that can listen to their body. And I have some. I don't have a lot. I have some. That's how big this issue is. That's how big the issue is. You are being innocently scammed. You are being inadvertently ripped off by listening to all this baloney about what to do, what to take, how to take it. What are the little nuances of how you do it? And it's so easy if you just happen to come into it relaxed and listening to your body. Now, that's 25 years of clinical wisdom in a nutshell, where you should be working within yourself is to get in touch with the messages and signals, with the thank yous that your body's sending you, and not stay focused on the negative side effect, like the tumor. Oh, easy for you to say, Medici. You don't have a brain tumor pressing into your optic nerve, forecasting blindness in a week or two. Inoperable, or I'm dead. Easy to say, stay focused on the messages your body's saying in the form of thank you, and not focused on the pain and danger and anxiety. Easy to say. You're right, it is easy to say. I admit that. But what are your options? If you can't listen to what I'm telling you to do, you're in trouble. I have lots of people in trouble. And unfortunately, lots of them are going to die in trouble. Your body is a living, dynamic temple of light. And God wants you to understand that and have the experience of that. And whether you measure that in the concentration of endorphin, or you measure that in the flow of prana, or you measure that however you measure it in that delirious, sanctified experience where you feel connected to God, however you do it, that's what predicates, that's what funds, that is at the foundation, that is the substrate upon which a healing occurs. And you have to get this. Well, then what's the gallbladder cleanse about? And what's the kidney cleanse about? And what's the colon cleanse about? What's the CoQ10 about? What's the stretch class about? What's the Pilates class about? What's the dance class about? What's the massage about? They're all great exercises in getting you to have an experience of what I just said. That's it. That's the show. 11 minutes. I'm out. I'm going to lunch. Why do I have to talk any more than this? What, I need to do a 60-minute show repeating myself? You just need to listen for 1 second. Okay, so we are stubborn. Admit it, you're stubborn. How many of you know in your experience what I'm talking about? I have a few people that do know what I'm talking about. Those people are healing a disease. Those people would otherwise be, they'd be drowning in agony. And they're on their way to the other side. It is a marvelous thing. It's what keeps me going. Occasionally, people heal serious problems that they would otherwise die with. It's such a beautiful thing. But whether they come to it easy or they come to it stubborn, when they cross the line into understanding what I just said, that's when you see them heal. Nothing more profound as it relates to a healing. Nothing more profound. So feed health, don't focus on the symptom. Get rid of your version of the return each week, each day, each cleanse, each supplement, of the return that supplement or exercise and healing is supposed to deliver to you. Get rid of your version of it and take what your body gives you. Be a filmmaker. Take what your body gives you and magnify it many, many times so that your consciousness towards a healing can accelerate while it exalts those thank yous that your body's giving you in the form of endorphin, in the form of prana, chi, whatever you want to talk about. Okay. Let's go about this a different way. Let's talk about this differently. When you do a coffee enema, if you don't know what a coffee enema is, just check my other shows. Go on the internet. Go on the new version, YouTube. Remember when our parents called it BoobTube? The TV was the BoobTube? YouTube is another BoobTube. Oh, you can't knock that. That's civilization. Sorry. It's a bigger boob tube than TV was in the 60s. Believe me. I love it when people tell me they've done research. They come in and they say, according to my research. And you know what their research is? They get on the internet and they just collect garbage. And then they pile it up, they read through it, and that's research. Lord help us. Lord help us. At best, the computer is simply a liaison to where somebody's published an article that's worth reading. At best. It's no think tank. If you do a coffee enema and you notice that your tendons are more flexible, that's the listening I'm talking about. But you ask 9 out of 10 people, did you do the coffee enema? Yeah. How did it make you feel? Well, I don't know. How was I supposed to feel? If I hit you over the head with a hammer and I ask you, how do you feel? You're going to give me an answer. So how can you do a coffee enema and not feel anything? That's what I'm talking about. A coffee enema is the exercise, then, that teaches you to feel something. If you do a kidney cleanse and your arthritic joint, if you have gout or you just have arthritis and you do a kidney cleanse and you put in all the different herbs for a kidney cleanse that'll dissolve the oxalates, calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, all the stuff. And one of those joints blows up, like your toe or your elbow or your low back, and you're in more pain than ever. But after the pain is gone, the swelling is more reduced than ever, and you say, wow, I sure detoxed from that kidney cleanse, but it was worth it. Ta-da! Light a cigar. You scored big. You thanked your body. You didn't flip out. How many people do cleanses, and when they don't feel good, they go to the emergency room? They get on the internet and read that article that some moron wrote that tells them how dangerous the kidney cleanse is, or the coffee enema. And they go, oh, that must be me. I don't feel well. Well, there you have it. John Q. Public misinterprets the signal that the body's giving them and puts themselves deeper and deeper into the labyrinth. It happens all the time. When you could, basically, you could get underneath that detox and feel and listen to your body saying thank you. There is a sensitivity to the pleasure of all things you do for health that's underneath the mirage of pain. There is a sensitivity to the pleasure of all things you do for health that lies underneath the veil, the mirage, the armor of pain. Where you choose to feel determines whether you win or lose. I could stop the show now. Really, if I was good, I could get the point across in one sentence. Then I could do a 1-minute commercial instead of a 1-hour show or a 30-minute show. How much talking is it going to take? Are you spinning? How many people today in the audience are spinning? How many people do nothing and just listen to radio shows and sit there as your life just peters out? How many people? How many people today just tuned in on the radio as you were just strolling through AM on a rainy Saturday morning and this caught your attention? But then again, you've been everywhere. You've done everything. You're not going to listen to anything, let alone pay for counsel. You ain't paying for it because you've been burned before. Yeah, you went somewhere for it. And you tried it and it didn't work. And that was 20 years ago. Pancreatic enzymes. Hear my show on pancreatic enzymes. You took them, they made you nauseous. But then you released during a coffee enema, which you do with pancreatic enzymes. You released the most rancid smelling garbage of your life. That was your body thanking you. When you do a cleanse and you get nauseous and something comes out the other end, that's your body dumping poison. As you're feeling ooey and gooey and sick and nauseous, underneath it, your body's saying, you're going to thank me. You're going to thank me really soon because I'm mobilizing a detox right now that's going to come out your bowels real soon if you can hear my prayer. Can you hear it? Well, if you can't hear it, we're going to give you another cleanse. You always have another chance to listen with greater sensitivity. And that's what a healing is. A healing is not what you think it is. A healing is multiple exercises and opportunities to learn to hear your body with greater and greater and greater precision. And that's what a health counselor is. That's what a doctor should be doing. Because the rest of it is pretty easy. See, this is the kind of thing they don't tell you in school. In doctor school. It's the kind of thing people don't really focus on. I went to this doctor and all he talked about was the philosophy and theology of healing. I'm not paying for that. I'm paying for the brass tacks of it. All right, skip it. Now let's get on the other side of the philosophic thing and let's get down to what I'm going to do. I'm a man of few words that exalts action. Tell me what to do. Yeah, that's the way you think. You need to change the way you look at this. The way you look at it has to be based on a trust that the doing part of it, you know, drink the olive oil, stick the tube into your rectum, take the herbs, do the cleanse, get up early and do the stretch, suffer through the shifts with your food changes. You need to trust that all those things have to be exalted so that you can listen to the responses. As you bring your blood sugar down, as you transition to a better modulation of your blood sugar, which is what everyone's doing, whether you go paleo or whether you get into wheatgrass juice, whatever you do, everybody's got their different version. What's that? That guy McDougal's on the air telling everybody that white rice can cure everything. Somebody's smoking something, man. White rice cures everything. Nothing cures everything. Nothing. Nothing cures everything. You have your own specific sequence for you that you have to discover with right perspective and trial and error. And then anything can cure. But there's no thing you get on the air and start touting that cures everything. This is the way. Are we stupid? Do you want your intelligence insulted? Well, you're having it insulted when someone gets on the air, whether it's radio, TV, the Oprah Winfrey Show, Dr. Oz, whatever, and says this is the way. What we ought to be focusing on is how to figure out what is the way for you. Now, that's where truth lives. Bruce Lee did it in the martial arts. It was called Jeet Kune Do, absorb what's useful. And Bruce Lee learned it, one of the true greats, because he studied everything. Yes, I'll pat myself on the back. I've studied a lot of things from a lot of places with a lot of diversity. There's very little I haven't done, and there's very little I won't do, except Baha'i meat. Eating maggots is something I can't bring myself to do. So yes, I'm sorry. I copped out on the high meat. But other than that, I've done a lot of stuff. And in that diversification, it's what's in between the lines that people don't get that determines cure. And that's what Lee was trying to say with the martial arts. Study everything, just absorb what's useful, and then you'll see the true essence of the martial art. Doesn't that ring true to you? If it does, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. There's my self-endorsement. I want you, if you're lost in the labyrinth of health, if you're humble, enough to receive what I'm saying here. And I don't want you, because you're wasting your time with me. If you want to stay stuck on perspectives that don't work. And I pray we all get hip to this. I really hope we all get hip to this. Because definitely the disease rates are climbing. And really, more often than not, well, I shouldn't say more often than not, but I should say my inclination more often than it used to be is to tell sick people to get out of town. If you're trying to heal in San Pedro and Long Beach and Torrance and some of these places in Orange County, the water, the air is so bad. The food, it doesn't even taste. Now, Amazon buys Whole Foods? Are you kidding me? Amazon was a mom-pop store that started in Texas a long time ago with good intention. And now Amazon bought it, and you don't think that's going to make a difference? Boycott Whole Foods. You want to do all of us a justice? Boycott Whole Foods. It is a garbage entity. Garbage. Of course, there are little pickles and stuff they import that are very nice, and I do like their cheese bar. And they do care about the ecosystem. But other than that, it's not mothers. Support mothers. Support the farmers markets. Support the food co-op. Support the Amish. Support the people who are really doing something still. And then write letters to Whole Foods to get their act together. Because their bigness and their corporatization, they're not giving us food anymore. I have 1 minute. I only needed 1 minute. Just take 1 minute of this show and ingest it. And I promise you, a whole world will open. See you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.